to preach here? Probably about, well, it's been a while since all this stuff went down. We were here a month and a half ago, I think it was, or something like that. But we try to get here once a month. But yeah. Yeah, they're going to do some things down here, so we'll probably be around somewhere, but yeah, they don't do as much. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Is that the difficult? Have things been changing at the church because of...
Nothing's changed for us, no. We don't... Oh, yeah, we don't follow any of that nonsense. We don't believe any of it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't believe the science... I don't believe the science is accurate.
Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of scare techniques. But we've assembled every since... Andrew, what, ever since all the COVID stuff went down, and nobody that we know or anybody else that's been around has had anything like that.
Wow.
So, and people we know either, so.
That's good to hear.
I know a lot of people, but, so, I know one guy that he said he was asymptomatic, not from our church, but somebody that I knew that was in construction or something, and he said it was no different than a cold, so. You know, he didn't have much, so I don't believe a lot of it. I think a lot of it's misinformation, a lot of scare tactics. But so nothing changed for us, but a lot of churches did. They all closed down and they all went to online services and a bunch of other things. But we're Baptist. Yeah. Yep. We're independent Baptists. We've been considered. Yeah.
Have you heard of QAnon before?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. I have.
What are your thoughts?
I have a friend that's a pastor that believes that's legitimate. I don't. But I don't think it's legitimate. But I think it's. Yeah.
Are there other people in your community who you feel like have started to listen to that?
No.
No,
because the conspiracies that he brings up. And things like that.
Yeah.
That guy's scared of the truth. I don't know why he's acting weird. He's kind of scared of the truth.
People have to accept Christ into their heart.
Sure they do. Okay. They have to be born again by the Spirit of God. That's how they're saved. No, that's not hateful. That's the law of God. The Bible says that the law is the schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. How come every time I bring the Bible out and start giving you verses, you don't like it, but you want to spout off other things? Well, I just gave you one. The law is the schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. That's what the Bible says.
God loved the earth, the world so much that he brought his son in.
Right, and why did he bring his son? Why did his son have to die? For what? Why did his son have to die? For sins. For the sinner. That's why, because man is a sinner, and he is guilty before God. And the only remedy for that sin is Christ.
Why is standing up there in front of everybody?
Because Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So that's why we're doing it. No, that's not what he said. He didn't have to go into all the world and make discussions with people. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. With all long-suffering of doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Like right now. No, because when you bring the Bible out, they don't want to talk about it. They just want to act religious, but then you bring the Bible out, and then they can't have a discussion with you anymore. Anyway, so as far as Q, and I believe that conspiracies are way worse than anything Q, or whatever his name is, could ever believe. I believe there is a one world order. I believe there is a new world order. I absolutely believe it, and I believe there's proof of it. I believe there's a Kabbalistic system out there. I believe there's a lot of things out there that are the truth.
Study Kabbalah yourself?
A little bit. But it's very dark and it's very satanic. Put it that way. Well, first of all, the Big Bang Theory came from the Kabbalah. That's where the entire Big Bang Theory came from. It comes from the Kabbalah. That's where they derived it from. It talks about a white and a light and a dark as a force. Yep. And there's a lot of things. Talks about Adam Kadmon and a few other things like that. So, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of darkness to it. It's not Bible, and it's not truth. It's a darkness, and it's deception.
It's deception.
Absolutely it is. So, and there's been other sects that arose from that, other groups that arose from that, which is other groups that arose from that are, like, the Jesuits were masters of studying the Kabbalah. They studied the number structures and the systems. There's a lot of things. I mean, I could go into conspiracy theories all day long as far as, and I think some of them aren't theories. I think some of them are absolutely true. I don't follow some man that says he's something online. It doesn't really do much for me. I don't trust him. So,
do you use the deep web for research?
No.
No, really?
No.
What are your primary sources you get?
Primary sources? Well, not Fox News, because I'm not some ham and egg or conservative that's here that doesn't know the Bible or understand. I am conservative as far as against murder and I'm more libertarian in that sense of understanding the way the government is and things like that. Government is supposed to be in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights and things like that. But I don't believe what the Drudge Report says, and I don't believe what all these other neocon conservative groups believe. I believe what God's Word says, and I weigh everything against the Bible.
So what is your opinion of Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump's a lost sinner on his way to hell. I think Donald Trump is the new Constantine. I think he's a religious figure that has arisen. I don't think he understands what the gospel is. I think probably in some ways he probably means well, just like I think others have in his place. But I didn't vote for him, and I won't vote for him.
Are you gonna vote for Biden?
No, I'm not.
Are you gonna not vote?
I'm not gonna vote at all, because I don't believe. I believe that presidents are selected, not elected. I believe that the two men that are up there now were selected for everybody. I don't believe that the American people really voted for them or they really wanted them. Now the American people will vote for one or two of those people, but what does it matter who's elected when you select the last two anyway? And that's what happened. So I don't follow the line of thinking with a lot of the conservative and liberal media. I don't believe in the Hegelian dialectic. I haven't fell for the Hegelian dialectic. What's that?
I love the Hegelian dialectic.
But it's not true. It puts people into a right-left paradigm of a situation, and the truth is actually right in the middle of both of them, for the most part. The Hegelian dialectic was designed to put everybody into one group, and to get you to stop thinking thoroughly through what was really going on.
I kind of interpret it in terms of how it lends itself to being adopted into a liberation theology.
Yeah. Sure.
And even in Christian movement.
Well,
as it has been, I think.
Right. Well, I think the Bible has stood the test of time as far as truth goes, especially when it comes to science and other things, and that's why it's my authority for everything. And that's why I don't fall for the philosophies of man or their understanding. Hi, how are you? So,
would you say you have the same beliefs politically as many of the people in the congregation?
Yes.
Really?
I would say so.
Do you think yours is different than a lot of other Baptists?
I know it is.
Is it?
I know it is. Completely different.
Why?
I don't wave a Donald Trump flag.
Sure. Do a lot of the Baptist Christians?
Sure they do. Most fundamentalist Christians today in America think Donald Trump is the next great thing.
That's
true. So we don't believe that. I don't agree with
Luke?
Yeah, so no, I don't think that most people don't agree with me. Most of the churches, that is.
Is that kind of isolating in the Baptist church community, or do you?
I don't know. I mean, I've got friends that disagree with me, and I'm still friends with them. But I don't agree with what they hold to as far as the political scene goes.
Sure.
We don't follow it because I know most of it is nothing more than a political shell game. Because there's not a nickel bit of difference between either one of those guys. And I also don't believe that Biden's half crazy either. I think it's all a big fake. It's a big show. There ain't nothing wrong with that guy's brain. It's a big fake. It's a big show. That's the whole thing's a big show. It's not real. It's all a smokescreen. The whole thing is. So yeah, I don't believe any of those things. And I don't believe it because I can see it flat, plain and simple right there. You can see it. The evidence is in front of you. It doesn't have to be a conspiracy or anything else. It's the evidence that is right in front of you that you can see.
Did you watch either of the conventions?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, portions of them. I didn't watch all of them. Little highlights and blips of them. What's that?
They're very long.
Yeah. Yeah, like portions and little sound blips of both. And I honestly don't think there's a nickel bit of difference between either one of them, to be honest with you. I don't. The only time Republicans talk about abortion is when an election is up every 4 years. Then they start talking about it, but then they do nothing about it.
You don't think they're doing a lot about it?
They're not doing anything about it. Donald Trump said he was going to defund Planned Parenthood. He never did.
Do you think he should?
Absolutely, I think they should. It's wicked to kill babies.
But when does a baby become a baby?
When God says life comes. And when is life? When does life come? Conception. God said in the Bible that he recognized the baby that from conception.
Where in the Bible?
Psalm.
Psalm, which one?
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't give it to you. If I have he's got my phone right now. He's recording with it. But if I had it, it's in Psalm. I don't remember the chapter, but it talks about all my members were written. It talks about DNA, and it talks about the writing of DNA. That God recognized that, and all my members were recorded. It says, and it talks about the genetic code in there, the DNA, and I believe that starts at conception. And I believe that most people believed that until probably 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
I don't know about that. There is in the United States, in the long history of our abortion, our relationship with abortion, life was recognized way later.
I don't believe so. I know Hegel had his little swimming fishes and his joke of a false scale that everybody believes in that was not even accurate.
In the United States, actually, used to be able to decide and to tell the doctor.
No. Abortion was not legal in America. It was illegal for many years. And it should be. It should be illegal to kill a baby. A womb shouldn't be a tomb. It shouldn't be. Yes. I have people that have.
They've regretted that.
Most of them do. Most of them do.
You get a lot of people asking you about that?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they ask us about it. It's kind of strange how you could think that a baby growing inside you isn't alive.
I think it's a little strange that we can allow men in the government to control what we do with our bodies, don't you think?
Well, I don't think anybody's controlling what you're doing with your body. I think that You have the right to control what you do with your body by not sleeping with somebody.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right? Nobody's forcing you to do that, are they? Because if there is, then somebody should help you. But if they're not forcing you to do that, then that's the choice that you made.
I don't know. In my opinion, as a person of faith myself, I think that...
How can you be a person of faith? Faith in what?
I'm a Jewish person.
Okay, so you believe... So you follow the Kabbalah then?
The Kabbalah is restricted to a very small... It's not accessible to the Jewish masses.
Right. Well, they can get it if they want it, but yeah, they're not supposed to.
Not so much.
It's a special...
It's a part of our mystical tradition.
Right.
That is not meant for the average Jew.
Right.
For the saints.
Mm-hmm. So you believe then that if you read the book of Genesis... Where do you see anywhere where God wants you to murder babies? All right, Jacob.
I have the Bible in my house, sir. I have the Bible in my house.
You have the Bible in your house?
I study religion.
So so where in the Bible does it say that...
Where in the Bible does it say that life begins with conception?
It says it in Psalms. I told you that.
It does not always.
Yes, it does. It says it was continually fashioned by God. And it says in my mother's womb, it says I was conceived in sin.
Conceived through the act of sex.
Right. Well, yeah, he was just born a sinner. Mm-hmm. He was conceived in sin. That's what he said. He was born a sinner. Right. So that's God recognizing conception as life. Also many other ways.
When I see the word continual.
Right.
I don't think there's a starting point to life. I think
that's foolish. How could you believe there's not a starting point to life? That isn't even logical. There has to be a starting point to life. That's not logical. What do you base your logical? What do you base your logic on?
What I know about fetal development.
Well, you don't know much about it then.
I actually do.
No, you don't, because if you knew something about it, then you would see common sense that when sperm and egg come together and there's conception there, when that takes place, that's life, and it grows a baby inside of your womb.
Inside of the womb, at the moment of conception, could not survive outside of the womb.
It's not supposed to. God didn't make it to design outside of the womb. He made your womb. He made your womb to be a place for that to grow, that child to grow.
You're arguing that life starts at conception.
It does.
Living is not living and could not live outside of the womb.
That's not even logical. No one expects it to live outside of the womb.
But then why are we calling it a baby?
Because it is a baby.
It's a fetus.
It's a fetus. What does fetus mean? What does the word fetus mean? What does the word fetus mean?
The clump of cells that has been fertilized.
Fetus means baby. That's what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. That's what the word means in Latin. It does.
Your folks have, like, reappropriated the...
No, I haven't reappropriated anything. I'm telling you logic. You know that when someone has a baby and they conceive and they have a child, that holy thing, like the Bible says about Jesus, it says that holy thing, that she would be conceived of the Holy Ghost, right? That baby would be. And that baby, and he called his name Jesus. So if that wasn't a baby, then why did he call it that in the first place? Why did he give him a name? Why did he call him Jesus?
I can't answer that question.
Right, because it's simple, because God recognizes life.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that life is not infinite.
So you don't recognize your own life?
I do, but it took me 9 months in a womb to become the...
So then it's okay to kill something before that?
I think it's
okay when you pull a baby out of a womb... And it's okay to kill that baby before that. That's okay?
He is not pulled out of a womb like that, sir.
Yes, it is.
I have seen... I'm having this conversation with you because I'm a birth worker.
That's okay. And if you're a part of murdering babies, that's sad that you take your own hands and you see that or you suck them out with a vacuum cleaner. That's pretty sad.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen the contents of a uterus during a first trimester abortion?
Well, my wife's had 6 children, okay? And we have one on the way. What's that?
I said congratulations.
Yeah, and we actually love children, so we don't want to kill them.
I love babies.
No, I don't think you do.
If you're
part of abortion, you don't love babies.
I really love babies.
I wouldn't trust you. Honestly, I couldn't trust you with a puppy. I would be afraid that you would kill it. I would just be afraid that you would absolutely kill it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see how... If you could take your hands and you can kill a baby... And do it with the smirk that you have right now, and do it with that kind of snarky attitude. That's really sick. You've probably already been given over to a reprobate mind, to be honest with you. But anyway.
Well, I'm a Jew, though.
That's what you're. Well, I do know where you're headed. You're heading to hell without Christ. That's exactly where you're headed. But the fact that you're okay with murdering babies is disgusting.
I mean, I'm not murdering babies.
Yes, you are. It doesn't matter.
This conversation has made some impact on you.
The impact it's made on me is to show me that you're an absolute Jezebel that would just as soon murder a baby as you would blink when you wake up in the morning. That's what I think about you. That's the truth. And that you have a conscience that is seared with a hot iron.
I hear that. And I respect your faith.
No, you don't respect my faith. That's not true. What you are saying...
I've gained a lot from this conversation.
I know you have. See, what you've realized is that most people you talk to are going to be okay with your pat answers of what you're doing. But make no mistake about it. When you lay down tonight, your head, when you pillow your head tonight, remember, you murder babies. Just remember that your hands shed innocent blood. The Bible says that God hates the hands that shed innocent blood. So you remember that you were warned and you were rebuked about shedding innocent blood. That your hands have done that. And you're trying to tell me that all the way up until late-term abortion and all the other...
late-term abortion.
It's all... It does...
First trimester.
Right. Okay. Same thing, though. It doesn't matter, really, does it? Because it's still a baby. It's a baby in the first trimester, and it's a baby... My wife... You know what? When somebody goes into the clinic, right? To the clinic, and they go in there, and they have a sonogram done, and they have those things done. When they go in there, they say, "Oh, baby is doing this, and baby is doing that, and baby is doing this." Why do they say that? If it's not really a baby, why do they say that?
Influence of your faith and your religion.
Oh my goodness. You know, you are the darkest person I think I've ever met to do that with a smirk on your face.
I don't have a smirk.
Yeah, you do. I'm telling you, you enjoy what you do and you enjoy this conversation. And the reason why you enjoy this conversation like that is because you think that it's okay for you to be that wicked, that it's okay. It's not okay. You really are a horrible person.
I'm sorry you feel that.
Absolutely horrible.
I'm sorry you feel that way, sir.
Here's the thing. You're not sorry either. You're smug. That's the difference. But I'm here to tell you that both of you are wicked as hell. And the fact that you could take your hands and you could be a part of something like that, and you could even be a part of that operation, and then claim when they tell a lady when she is having a baby, when she goes in and they're doing a sonogram and they're checking the baby out and they talk like that, you act like that's something totally different. It isn't. It's the same thing.
The difference is that I see the woman's choice.
Right. So you think it's everyone. So it's okay.
Haters.
So it's oh, God loves everyone but haters. That's the dumbest thing anybody's ever said. How is that even logical? Where do these people get this logic from? A Cracker Jack box? It's unbelievable. I swear.
I think that Jesus is, at least in the Bible that I've read and the people of faith that I've come in contact with, the Jesus and the God that I believe that many Christians believe in is an empathetic and compassionate.
Absolutely. I believe in compassion, too. I don't know why you don't believe in compassion when you're okay with the murder of babies. Where's your compassion?
My compassion
is for the woman's choice, not the weaker one that is going to die.
What about women who are going to die if they have to carry a child?
That's a very small number. Yes, it is. It is a very extremely small number. Yes, it is. It's absolutely a small number. Very small.
Do you have a number?
Do you have a number?
No, I don't.
Okay. Very small. That's what I'll tell you. Very small. Very small. And especially it's in third world countries more than it is in our country. Because in third world countries, they don't have the access to medicine, the access to clean facilities, and the access to things that we have here in the United States of America. Most third world countries don't have a problem with that. In fact, they've been able to do C-sections and other things a lot more than they could in other countries because other countries didn't have the facilities that we have.
Yeah, the growth of medical technology for birth injury.
Right.
I agree with you on that.
Right. Yeah. So there's a reason for that. You know why? Because in America, we're supposed to believe in life. We're supposed to care about life. We're supposed to preserve life. Not take it. Not take life, but preserve it. Right? See, I bet you'd be the first one to probably have a Black Lives Matter or something like that poster or a Antifa or something. What's that? Well, whatever. Let's just use Black Lives Matter. But would you stand outside of abortion clinic and talk about those black babies' lives that matter? Probably not. You'd be in there helping them, right? You'd be in there helping them putting the babies to death, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. See, are you getting this? I hope you get it because you really need to. This will give you an understanding of what people are really like in this world. And this is why we preach what we do. Because I just don't want you to leave and think that God's okay with what you've done.
No, I completely heard you.
God is angry with you. And God will punish you. Well, I know your God is Satan. That's the God of this world. I'm talking about the God of the Bible. And I'm telling you what he says in his word. That God calls those things an abomination. That's what he calls them. He says they're an abomination.
I hear you.
Right. Right. And that's in the word of God. Hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs chapter 6. Hands that shed innocent blood. It's in the Bible. God, and that is innocent blood that you're shedding. Absolutely innocent.
Again, I believe that choice is sacred.
You believe choice is sacred, but not life is sacred.
I also agree that life.
You know, you are a very confused person. Because you'll stand up for Black Lives Matter. You'll stand up for these things. But not for babies' lives. Not for those that matter. See that what hypocrisy that is? It's absolute hypocrisy. It's not even consistent. It's not logical either. Absolutely not. It's not logical at all.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, I don't feel that way. I'm not telling you what I feel. No. I'm not telling you what I'm feeling. I'm telling you fact.
Okay.
You're talking about the way you feel. I'm talking about facts.
Okay.
You're telling me you feel that a choice is sacred. I'm telling you God says life is what is sacred. Life is sacred. Life, man was made in the image of God. That's why God said if you kill, then you should be killed. For in the image of God made he man. That was put down in Genesis chapter 9 when God, after the flood, after God flooded the whole world and Noah was given the direction for civil government. He said that if someone shed blood, innocent blood, so shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. Okay?
Justifying further taking life.
No, I don't think you should take any life.
Well, you just justify taking it.
How did I take someone's life?
If blood is shed, then you're saying you should shed more blood.
Yeah, God said cold-blooded murder, yeah. That you're to shed their blood. You know why? Because then women wouldn't be pulling babies out and sucking their brains out and killing them. And this guy wouldn't be laughing like an effeminate, smug guy. That wouldn't happen. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how that works.
Well, I'm going to keep doing my work, and you keep doing your
work. Well, I'm going to pray against your work, and I'm going to pray God stops you. If he doesn't save you, I'm going to pray that he stops you from doing what you're doing. Because it's wicked.
I had a really good day, and it was really nice to talk to you.
Today. Right.
I hope you wear a mask.
I don't wear masks, because I'm not afraid of what you are.
I would not want...
I'm not afraid of what you're afraid of.
That's a virus.
I'm not walking around in fear.